You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, this is just going to be a rant based around the anti-passport brother, you know, social media that's floating around. The TikToks, the videos, pretty much all of it. Now, I'm going to be focused in on, of course, the female detractors, because we know ultimately what the passport brother represents to them. The cleanup man who is no longer available. That's right. The passport brother represents a woman's final plan before she knows she can't get any other guy. So a lot of these passport brothers would tend to be the guys that are stuck in the friend zone. However, when it comes to the male detractors, which I don't understand, yet I completely understand why they would have a problem with it. Now, many years ago, when I talked about how the pickup artists, the game coaches, and all of that, they needed what they viewed as quote unquote lesser men or beta males to actually sell their course to and to compete with for other women. However, if you have the lesser men leaving the field, guess what? Now you've got a bunch of quote unquote select men that have to compete against each other. And for me, that has always been the biggest reason why male detractors of MGTOW, SYSBM, Itmore, the Passport Brothers, always had something to say. I could be right. I could be wrong. Let me know what you think in the comment section. But, when it comes to these females, both white and black, when you look at these detractors, what is the biggest common denominator? Well, the overwhelming majority of these women are at minimum middle age to older. Guess what? I'm going to reiterate. The passport brother represents her last lifeline in regards to being able to get a man before it all goes downhill. Now, one thing that I find utterly hilarious is the names that the passport brothers have been called by these women. Everything from passport perverts to passport predators to the newest term, which was so off the wall when I first heard it, I had to rewind the video. Mayo sapien colonizer, i.e. slave owners. I'm like, wow. Wow. And you had the one woman with the big ass mole on her eyebrow talk about, you know, you don't want a wife, you want a slave. See, that tends to be one of the biggest quote unquote talking points, which we all know it's bullshit, is that foreign women are in extreme poverty. However, there is a video of a Filipina who actually fires back, and it is hilarious. It is absolutely fucking hilarious. However, what these women who make these TikToks really seem to not understand is the very internet that they use to upload these videos, everybody has access to. So the idea of women in quote unquote third world countries living in extreme poverty, it is absolute bullshit. Now, there's another tactic that they're trying to use, the K-1 visa. However, the Passport Brothers, they already know. They're not going to bring their foreign women back to the States. I've said that on numerous occasions, even though me and the meat sack are very amicable, I even admit, yeah, you know what? I should not have brought her back to the States. Hell, even when we go back to Japan for vacations, she reverts back to her Japanese training, i.e., the last time we went back, you know, she served my food and all that good stuff. And of course, I gave her the side eye because I knew at that point she was putting on the act in front of her mom and her dad because she knew they were getting her ass. And the one time we actually did have an argument, her dad told me, you know, basically, take a seat, and he ripped into her right there in front of everybody. And I was like, whoa. Yeah. But anyway, the whole K-1 visa thing, the brothers already know how to counter that, which is not to bring her back. But this concern trolling, it is absolutely ridiculous. Oh, these women are so poor. Oh, you want a slave? Blah, 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 blah. However, Austin Hollerman, genius what he did. And in a couple of his past videos or live streams, he actually asked these women, if the perfect man was presented to you and he said, you know what, I'm thinking about getting a passport and going to another country, what would you do to keep me from leaving? Those women just outright said, nothing. I shouldn't have to compete for a man. Even if he's the perfect man, he should still try to win me over. Ladies, let me give you this tidbit of advice. I know how much you hate numbers because numbers completely kill your delusion. But if you really want a man here in America, you're going to have to compete. Why? Because there are still more women in America than there are men. Many content creators have said this. I've said this on numerous occasions. I presented the census data. Yes, women, you're going to have to compete. But, social media has absolutely destroyed most women in their minds. Oh, I got all these simps in my DM, so yeah, I don't have to compete. That's online versus in real time. But hey, keep living that delusion all the way up to the end. Now, let's circle back around to this whole women living in poverty shaming tactic that they love to use. I find it very rich, particularly when it comes to these black female detractors who are talking about women in third world countries living in poverty. However, if they want to see extreme poverty, all they have to do is look in the particular neighborhoods that they live in. Yeah, some of those neighborhoods are in extreme poverty. And you add to the fact that they tend to be war zones. That's right. Now, we talk about how black men might get, quote unquote, got in those other countries, which is another stupid, shammy tactic. Well, you know, in those other countries, they might get you. Black men know that they could get got just literally walking down the damn street, minding their own damn business. Yeah, black guy could be in the wrong neighborhood, wearing the wrong color. He doesn't know about the quote unquote gang members in the neighborhood, and bam, they shoot him. And he's like, what the hell did I do? Are you in the wrong neighborhood with the wrong color, son? Yeah, apparently there's a new trend called tapping in that black rappers have to do when they go to certain cities. Really? And the Passport Brothers are expected to stay in this zoo called America? Yeah, right. No. 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 Mm-mm. So, brothers, if you can get your passport, get it, use it. These women over here have made it crystal clear. They're not going to compete for you. They're not going to change because the Passport Brothers have said, look, well, let me go ahead and actually expand that. Men in general have said, look, this is what we want. Okay. If we're going to put our money into something, we want a return on our investment, which is another damn funny ass shaming tactic. These same black women who say that the Passport Brothers are broke, which once again, it never ceases to amaze me. You have to have money in order to travel. But to these women, you're broke. Now, at the same time, they will turn right around and say, well, he needs to make six figures. If he's traveling, he can't be broke. But you're saying that he needs to make six figures just to get your attention, which means you're the one that's actually broke. Now, I've made a video in the past that was based around a video that I Am Retired put out called Women Only Want to Live a Life of Laziness and Leisure. So, if you and your $42,000 can actually go further in another country, that's not being broke. Only in America, only in these Western countries that are so overly materialistic, do you feel like you're broke. If that's the case, gentlemen, you can always go elsewhere. And I'm going to go ahead and end this rant with the restaurant scenario. Why would a man go to a restaurant where the service staff is horrible, the food is horrible, but then when you say, you know what, I'm going to take my business elsewhere, they try to shame you. They try to gaslight you and say, well, you may want to go to that five-star restaurant over there, but they're going to treat you bad. You need to accept our treatment and our bad food and not complain about it. Yeah, no, no. And that's exactly what the Passport Brothers across the board are doing. They're taking their business elsewhere. They're not getting what they want here, so they're going to find it in another place. And just to wrap this up, why is it that no one ever talks about how Stella got her groove back? Oops, that was literally a movie about a passport pervert black woman. Oh, that's right. She's a black woman, so she's allowed to go ahead and do things like that. Or the sex tourism in Gambia. Yeah, right. No. Ain't nobody got no smoke for those women. We all know why. Men, you need to stay in a horrible situation, work and slave away, and until some woman decides she wants to use you as an ultimate backup plan, you keep working until you die. More and more men have said, nope, we're leaving this plantation by one way or another. There you go. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think in the comments section. Do you have a passport? And if so, how many times have you left this damn zoo? Well, ladies, understand this. The power for a lot of you has gone out. Feminism and the ability to gaslight other men has gone out right along with it. Because believe you me, oh, quick side note, I did a quick check-in with Seeking, and yeah, foreign women are definitely throwing their nets out. But all in all, American women say they don't need to compete to keep their American men here. So be it. And guess what? American men, they've taken notice and they said, yep, I'm out. It is what it is. Ladies, you don't want to compete. So step out the way when another competitor decides that she wants that prize. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.